Maniacs Selling System. Yeah, this is the last in our program here. The Maniac Selling System. This is a system that has worked very well for me in the past, and I'd love to show it to you. I'm looking forward to it. But let's think about systems just for a minute. Why do we have systems? Any system allow you to be more efficient and effective at what you do. Most things actually can be, for lack of a better term, systemized. The more automated your systems can be, the more you're consistent your results will tend to be. Now, let's think about why that is. Because if we automate your systems, the computer, the automation, whatever the machine is that's automating, it doesn't really care. It doesn't get tired. It doesn't get hungry. It doesn't lose concentration. It just continues to plunk out whatever it is you're making or creating. So the more automated that you can create that, the more you can use those systems, the more consistent the end product is going to tend to be. You're taking the human factor variables out of the program. So people that come out and they say, no, I have my own style of selling, normally means I don't really have a system at all. What I do is I just kind of wing it. And I really don't want to admit that, because if I admitted that I just wing it every time I talk to you, a couple of things happen. One, any sales that I make because I just wing is because I'm really good, right? So it's kind of an ego thing. You got to admit that it's the salesman, not the system, that's actually making the sale. But it's going to be less consistent. You need to have a sales system, which is going to give you more consistent and better results. And that's what we're all after, is consistent and better results, right? All right, so let's think about what guided selling is, because this is one of the basics of what I'm going to be teaching is guided selling. It's a process that helps your potential buyers of products to choose the products that's best for them. They choose the product that fulfills their needs. It helps vendors to kind of guide their customers to a buying decision, which increases their conversion rate. So what it is you're not selling someone something they don't want. You're guiding someone so that they can find the best solution for them. And that's a different way of looking at things. You know, salesmen, and I may have mentioned this before, salesmen kind of get a bad rap. When we think about salesmen, what we think about is a salesman is someone that talks you into something that you really don't want to buy. And that's not what we're doing at all. And that's the antithesis, really, of what guided selling is. Guided selling is finding an issue and then fulfilling that issue and let the customer choose what that solution might be. No one likes to be sold. However, most of us like to buy something that solves a problem or a perceived problem. Because now what we're doing is we're taking care of our needs or taking care of our wants. You know, nobody likes to be sold a car, but everybody loves a new car, right? Because the new car is filling a perceived or a real need. Gap selling is basically, that's what this is guided selling. It's a difference between where we are and where we want to be, or where your client is and where your client wants to be. And you can see there's a gap between that. Regardless of where they are, regardless of what your product is, regardless of what the conversation is, your client likely has a gap, a hole, a need that needs to be fulfilled, that needs to be taken care of, that needs to be bridged. And that's what gap selling is you're finding where that gap is, finding where they are, where they want to be, finds what the hole is, and then you're providing a solution to that hole. So let's look at the Maniac's selling system. It is a gap selling system, but you don't sell anything, and that's the beauty of this. You don't really sell anything. What you're doing is you listen to your potential client. You're finding out if there is a gap they have. You ask for permission to fill it. And then you provide that solution. You're just helping. You're not selling anything. Because you're not giving them something. You're not talking them into something that they don't want. At all. Ever. What you're doing is you're finding a gap that your client has identified that you have the product to fill. And if you don't have a product to fill, then you tell them that too. And then you're both winners. All right, so Maniac Selling System. We're going to start off with what this all spells. Maniac, first of all, the M, you have to meet, you have to engage, you have to talk to the person. Okay, so you can't do Maniac Selling System if you don't know them. So meet the person, talk to them, engage them. This can be one-on-one. It can also be via the phone. That would be fine. But you've got to meet, engage. You've got to talk. You've got to ask them questions because they don't know, and you don't either. So you ask them lots of questions. Oh, what's going on? Why is this a problem? How is your business? How does this affect your business? You ask them a variety of questions. So what you're hoping to do is you're hoping to generate questions in their mind that will show you where some of their holes are, show you where some of their gaps are. You can't do that unless you're interested in them. So you ask questions. You look for, do they have any needs? Do they have any holes? Do they have any gaps? Again, where they are and where they want to be. And that right there is a need. That's a gap between those two things. That's a need. And then what you do is that you try to get them to look beyond the problem just for a minute. Geez, what would life be like if that didn't exist? Imagine what it would be like if that need were filled. And you need to go back and keep asking why. Why? Why does that make a difference? Why does that matter? Why does that matter? You know, so for instance, someone may come up and they may say, I need more clients. So that's a perceived need. I need more clients. Yeah, well, if you had more clients, what would you do? Well, if I had more clients, I would have more money. So what you're saying is you need more money. Yeah, I need more money. I need more clients. Need more clients. Need more money. Okay. Why? Why do you need more money? What? Why do I need more money? Well, I want to have the money to send my kids to college. I want to begin building on a retirement fund. Something happened at work, and I need to get more money, to take care of. I want to go on vacation. I want to buy a new toy. Whatever that need is, okay. So they need more money because. Okay, so let's pick one of those. So you need more money because you want to be able to send your kids to college. Yeah, need more money. I want to send my kids to college, and I need to start building a college fund. Okay, all right. So his need now may not necessarily be clients. His need is that he feels like he needs to be able to send his kids to school. Why? Well, because I want my kids burdened with a huge college debt of college funding. Okay. So now what we're doing is we're figuring out the real need there is that he needs or he has this need as a mom or dad, as a parent, to be able to provide for his children. Well, that's a much more emotional need than I want more clients. So what you need to do is you need to get them to imagine, all right, suppose that you had more clients. Suppose that you had more money. Suppose that you were able to create that college fund for your child. What would that do? Oh, man, that would be so great. That would mean that, I never got to go to college, so that would mean that my kids would be better equipped to handle the world than I was. Hopefully life would be better for them. They would give them great experiences. And you could just see, as they imagine that, kind of the stress fall away from them. There's the need. There's the need right there. The need is, I need to feel better about my parenting and about my kids. So imagine what would happen if that need wasn't there. They'd be happier. That's the need that you need to fill. So then you go back and you say, okay, hey, can I help? Can I aid? Can I help them? Can I bridge that gap? Can I help do something that would provide more clients, which would provide him with more money, which would provide him with a college fund for his children? Can I aid that, produce more clients for him? And if you can't, awesome. If you can't, sometimes you can't. Maybe you know someone who can. Well, John, I see that we have a real need here, and I really can't help you, but the person that can, I know a friend of mine, a lady by the name of Joan Smith, and Joan can help you with that. Can I give you her number? Can I get y'all in touch with each other? You've still helped him, and no, you didn't make a sale this time, but you've got things set up. You've increased the like, know, and trust factor. So the chances of you being able to sell to them later has grown considerably. So aid, can I help? Can I bridge this gap? C, choices. Well, if you're going to bridge that gap, what kind of bridge do you want? What kind of bridge do you want? And then you throw out two or three possible solutions. You know, you can have a flat bridge, you can have an arch bridge, you can have a suspended bridge, you can have a drawbridge. You know, what kind of bridge would you like? This is a great time to bring in your multiple choices that you have in your multiple income streams, your multiple products at different price levels. They won't always choose the cheapest one. They might, which is fine. You got them into your funnel. But the idea here is to provide them with alternatives as to ways that they can solve their problem with the best solution that they believe fits them. And if you can do that, not only will they buy a product from you, they will buy that product happily and will tell other people about it. So give them choices. That's what C is all about, is to give them choices. And once you lay the choices out on the table, this is the toughest thing for people to do. Once you lay the choices out on the table, I think I can help. Which of these solutions do you feel more comfortable with? You shut up. You shut up. Think about why you shut up. Because anything that you say at this point, you've just given them multiple solutions to fit their need. They are thinking about it. The more you talk at this point, you are interrupting their thinking and their concentration. You're doing a disservice to them if you talk at this point. You have no more to add to the conversation. You presented the solutions to his problems. You need to let him consider them. And if you shut up, they will pick one of those choices. It's hard to do. Think about this. I'm going to be quiet for 15 seconds. It's going to seem like a long time. Go. That was only 15 seconds. It felt a lot longer. It felt a lot longer. That's what you need to do. Let them consider, mull over, think. So here's the maniac selling system. You need to meet. You need to ask questions. Find out what their needs are. Imagine life without that need or with a solution. Figure out if you can give them aid. What are their choices? Provide them with choices and shut up. Maniacs. It's a wonderful, wonderful selling system. Now think about the advantage of this system is you're not selling. You're merely offering solutions to their needs. You're being a friend. You're being a helper. You're being a neighbor. You're providing solutions to their needs. You probably got into this business to help people. And this is what you're doing, is you're informing them how of your help. Here's your biggest problem with this system. You'll provide them too much information. You'll give them the solution that they need. You know, you can talk about the why, and you can talk about the what, but don't talk about the how. The how is what you deliver. They know they need a bridge. They're not interested in the construction. You construct the bridge. That's what you do. The other biggest problem you're going to have is you're going to keep talking after you give them choices. Provide them with the choices, with the prices. Let them process the information. Let them talk next. You will want to keep talking. Don't. You are actually providing your service, your customer, with a disservice if you do that. It works. It works. It works well. It works on the phone. It works if you're with belly-to-belly sales. All right, so let's think about this whole class that we've taken, this entrepreneur executive program. And one of the things that we've done is we've talked about your cash management. We've talked about effective networking. We've talked about time management. All that kind of gets your hands around your business. Your business mapping here, what that does is that provides a goal and a way to get to that goal for your business. We talked about website development and growing your mailing list and strategic partners. Finally, in this last three sections, we talked about your sales funnel along with multiple income streams and what all you needed to provide them and why you needed to provide multiple income streams and multiple products and multiple entries into your sales funnel. We talked about your expanded business cards along with your website that helps establish and create and expands your like, know, and trust. And then finally, we talked about our Maniac selling system, which allows you to give your client the solution that you have found out that they have a need for. It's a pretty good start for your program. This will allow you, if you follow these things, look for these things, implement these things, this will move you, literally, into profitability on your business. I'm not making you promises of $100,000, of $1 million, six figures, seven figures. I'm not making any promises of that. I am telling you that if you do these things, you will be able to create a profitable business. My name is Mike O'Neill. I am the Money Coach. I do a variety of things for a variety of people. I hope that I have served you in this entrepreneur executive course. And I look forward to a way that I can possibly serve you again. This is Mike O'Neill. You can get a hold of me at mkoneill.com. That's mkoneill.com. Thank you very much. I hope to work with you again.